According to a campaign organizer fired last week, St. Petersburg mayoral candidate Jamie Bennett intentionally tried to influence neighborhood residents and community leaders with free baseball tickets to the city's suite at Tropicana Field. Jamie Bennett's former campaign manager, Peter Schorsch, also told the St. Petersburg Times over the weekend that Bennett plotted and schemed to discredit other candidates and misled the public about their dirty campaign tactics, including trying to disrupt the press conferences of Kathleen Ford and Bill Foster, former council members who are also running in the St. Petersburg mayoral race. WMNF attempted to speak with Jamie Bennett today. He did not return our phone call for comment. Wayne Garcia is the political editor of the Tampa Bay Area alternative news weekly Creative Loafing. He says these revelations by Schorsch, true or not, will severely hurt Jamie Bennett's mayoral campaign.
Well, I mean, look, you've got a guy who was your campaign manager who, had a rough reputation before you hired him anyway, so you can certainly, voters can certainly say, well, you should have done better than having a guy like this on board. At best case scenario, if he was operating independently of Jamie Bennett's knowledge, as Bennett claims in some of the cases, in some of the instances that he was, you still could question his judgment of having a guy on who, you know, sort of has a dicey past. I mean, Schorsch does have a past where he was convicted of stealing some campaign money, and he has campaign violations, and so there are people who would say, well, give the guy a second chance, and there are other people who would say, why is he running your campaign? But beyond all of that, a lot of the things that Peter Schorsch is saying, largely are turning out to be true. Now, you can put different spins on them and so forth, but and the level to which Bennett knew about them. But when you look at some of these sort of silly, dirty tricks, hiring people to go and protest other, you know, press conferences for opponents, hiring people to stand in the background of your news conferences so it looks like you have a big crowd, hiring actors off of Craigslist. Now, that's an example where I think Bennett has said that he was aware of that. They didn't report those payments on their campaign reports. You know, so there's lots of little things. The bigger things, Jamie Bennett denies. He denies, you know, asking him to sort of conjoin the giving out of city luxury suite baseball tickets to neighborhood leaders with fundraising appeals for his campaign. He seems to deny the level of how much he knew or didn't know that Peter Schorsch was running a sort of an anonymous anti-Devron Gibbons website. But when you look at the full range of this stuff, I think a lot of people are going to look at this and say, you know, I haven't seen this level of dirty tricks since the Nixon administration, and that doesn't seem to jibe with what I know or I've read about Jamie Bennett, and that is a real problem for a campaign, because even the little things that they agree that they did just don't look right. I mean, they're not, none of these all taken together seem to be illegal. It certainly might be a violation of campaign reporting laws if you don't put down that you paid some people that you did pay to do some work for you, although you can always go back and amend your reports, and so that's not even a big deal in terms of legality. But in terms of perception of the public, what kind of mayor would this be if he's doing these kind of things, no matter how small and silly they are, up to the big and larger Dirty Tricks campaign? It rings very, very poorly. So, you know, where the truth lies between the two versions of what Jamie Bennett is saying and what Peter Schorsch is saying is certainly for people to read all the evidence and make up their own mind.
Peter Schorsch was arrested in 2006 on grand theft charges and pled no contest in 2007 to defrauding Ed Helm and Eve Joy. Helm ran for mayor of St. Petersburg in 2005. Joy ran for city council that year. Before that, he worked for and was fired by St. Petersburg City Council members Leslie Kern and Ernest Williams. In 2006, Schorsch was charged with writing 16 worthless checks totaling more than $1,200 for cash at Publix. He pleaded guilty and was fined. Again, Creative Loafing's Wayne Garcia.
So he does have this checkered past, but he came back to town in the last year and had been looking for a way to contribute to some campaigns, and Jamie Bennett put him on at first as a volunteer. I asked Bennett today about, you know, why he would do that, given that background and how, you know, some people might think that Peter Schorsch would be radioactive, and he said that he believed in giving people a second chance, but when they betray your trust, then you have to fire them. And so that's how he described why he, how he would tell voters that it made sense why he would bring Peter Schorsch on board.
Wayne, I was looking at the comments on the St. Pete Times website, and a lot of people were saying what you said, which is they know Jimmy Bennett, they like him, but they can't seem to square the circle, so to speak, and they think that it's just really bad judgment on his part here.
Yeah, I think it's it certainly is going to be viewed that way by a lot of people, and that makes you stop your campaign dead in its tracks and try to explain it. And this is one of those things that the more you explain, probably the worse it's going to get. And that this is a very, very tough thing. And at the same time, the story is not going to go away. Peter Schorsch continues to talk to the media. I just finished talking to him about an hour ago. I'm sure the Times is still following down some of the leads. I mean, there are questions here now about, okay, who did get these city tickets that are on board? Did some of the Powell people get them? Have they been co-opted by the Bennett campaign? Bennett came out earlier this year and moved to Powell's position on their referenda, or at least one of their referendum questions that's out there about the waterfront, protecting the waterfront from ballparks. So those issues are not going to go away. This news story still has legs, and the news cycle isn't over on it yet. And all of that is bad news for a Jamie Bennett campaign in a very crowded and very competitive field.